Trent Richardson's 34-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter, the longest play of the night. Alabama beat LSU 21-0 in the BCS National Championship game that saw the Crimson Tide kick 5 field goals. Alabama head coach Nick Saban says he challenged his players before the game to make every play count.
We were just going to play one play at a time, finish each play, and regardless of what the circumstance was on the play before, have a sort of an I will not be denied attitude about how we'll play the next play. And I think that spirit was sort of reflected out there in the way our players competed.
Alabama defense held LSU to just 92 yards of total offense. Crimson Tide won the BCS title for the second time in 3 years. Final AP poll of the year puts Alabama on top, followed by LSU. Oklahoma State's Cowboys come in at third, with Oregon and Arkansas rounding out the top five. USC, Stanford, Boise State, South Carolina, and Wisconsin fill out the top 10. Now, interesting to note, SEC got 3 of the top 5 spots, while the Pac-12 got 3 of the top 7. Football Writers Association of America names Oregon's DeAnthony Thomas and Oregon State's quarterback Sean Mannion to the FWAA Freshman All-America team. Also honored, Thomas's teammates named him the team's co-outstanding player, along with tight end David Paulson. Cincinnati Reds shortstop Barry Larkin elected into the National Baseball Hall of Fame, the only one chosen by the Baseball Writers Association yesterday. Larkin joins late Cubs legend Ron Santo, who was elected last month by the Golden Era Committee. And the Portland Trailblazers host the LA Clippers tonight. It's NBA basketball action, 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip, right here on News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us for sports.